Om Shanti. Good morning, everybody. Respected chair, and today's, I should not say guest. You will realize you are, in fact, you are in this place, it is your home only. You are our own family members only. You will realize that. I was listening to Dr. Sachin, and he made my topic very clear. Somebody has rightly told, someone becomes diabetic when? If internally there is some bitterness, then only he becomes diabetic. जो अंदर से एक्चुअली जीवन में हमारे मिठास होना चाहिए भरपूर. जैसे हमको देखिए, हमको प्यास कब लगती है? जब हम हमारे अंदर पानी की कमी होती है तो प्यास लगती है ना? नहीं, there is deficiency of water inside, that's why we feel thirsty. Similarly, when there is lack of sweetness inside, then you have a craving to eat some more sweet, more sweet. Most of the diabetes patients, what they do? They love sweets very much. So somebody has rightly told, if somewhere in our life, whether in our words, your behavior, your relation, if there is lack of sweetness, then only you develop diabetes. So if somebody is celebrating his life, naturally he won't have any diabetes. The solution is very clear. I have given a topic, the diabetes solution. Because diabetes is the most important topic today, particularly in India. Our Prime Minister, Mr. Modi also, last year he told, sare deshvasi, ek bimari ke piche lag jao, ye diabetes. Kyunki it has become an epidemic. I recollect the day when I was a student of medicine in 70s. At that time, the incidence of diabetes was only 1%. Only 1%. But today, in the cities, it is almost every third, every fourth individual is diabetic. So the way it is spreading, and we, the medical people, we are also not free from this disease. I am seeing, to your surprise, 5 years back, Professor Ramchandran, a renowned diabetologist from Chennai, he conducted a survey and he checked the blood sugar and blood pressure of 2,500 MD medicine physicians of our country. And surprisingly, 50%, more than 50% physicians, they do have diabetes and hypertension. Then who is going to save the people? So this is a very burning issue today. So we'll talk about this diabetes solution. What we are doing in Brahma Kumaris Global Hospital Research Center today, I'll share a few of my experiences. So, a hearty welcome to all of you. The diabetic solution brought to you by me. I am working as a diabetologist and holistic care physician in Global Hospital. The hospital started in 91. Brother was giving my introduction. Initially, I worked as a anesthesiologist. And I, for 15 years, single-handed, I managed almost 4 operation theatres without any senior, without any junior. And I did not take a single leave for 14 years. I did not move out of this place, Mount Abu, for 14 years. Because when I saw this place for the first time, it was long back, in 86 I came to this place. At that time there was no Gyan Sarovar, there was no hospital, there was no other complex, only small Panda Bhavan. And the dadis are no more, Dadi Prakashmani, and there are so many dadis, the senior brothers and dadis of our organization. When I met them, this selfless love and affection, really, I cannot describe in my words. When I saw this place for the first time, I prayed to God, Hey Bhagwan, mera sara jivan yahan bite to kitna acha hota. And God fulfilled my desire, and since last 26 years I am here, and I feel as if I am, since 26 days I am here. The life is so stress free and you enjoy every moment, you celebrate your life. So when I joined this hospital in 91, I joined as a medical officer. Initially sir is here, Dr. Ashok Mehta. He invited me, he told, because I worked for 5 years in a government hospital. He asked me, can you manage the X-ray department, radiology department? I told sir yes. Then he brought me to Mumbai, and in Tata Cancer Institute I had a intensive course of 2-3 months of radiology, and I looked after that department. For initially I established that department for 1 year. Then I saw there was no anesthesiologist. Then he inspired again, then trained me, and in Tata Cancer Institute, Nanavati Hospital. Then I looked after for 15 years, 4 operation theatres I managed single-handed. But today as a diabetologist, why I am talking about diabetes? Because I saw the people who are coming for surgery, every altered patient is diabetic, and this sugar is never controlled. And I saw the suffering of the people, and I lost my uncle, my cousin also, dying of amputation and septicemia. Then I decided, no, nothing doing, I'll do diabetes. Then I studied diabetes, I did diploma, master degree, so many courses in diabetes. And since last 10 years, I am looking after diabetes. And we are managing diabetes in a holistic way, in a holistic approach. So what is the solution? I am just, I will share you. Diabetes is a burning problem of the 21st century, all of us we know. And surprisingly, every 20 seconds, someone diabetes patient in the world is losing his lower limb. Just like my uncle, he had a small ulcer in the foot only. I consulted a physician, I told he is my uncle, he is having diabetes, his sugar is not controlled, can you take care? He told, okay, don't worry, go. I came to Mount Abu, after 7 days I got the message that he was transferred to a medical college. I told, where? Then I got the news that his blood sugar is not controlled, there was a non-healing ulcer. I thought in a medical college he will be alright. But after 7 days, I came to know that he was amputated. Then after 15 days I came to know he passed away. That was the shocking event in my life. And I decided nothing doing, I'll do diabetes. I'll do for diabetes only. So every 20 seconds somebody is, even not even half a minute, somebody is losing his lower limb. And every 6 seconds somebody is dying of diabetes complication. Every 6 seconds. This is the world scenario. It was in 5th International Diabetes Conference in Melbourne, I was there, but today also the same scenario I am telling. Every 6 seconds somebody is dying. And this is the Times of India news. 10 lakhs people die every year in our country, in India only. 10 lakhs people are dying of diabetes complication. Majority people say that, oh, he died of heart attack. But surprisingly, more than 80% diabetes patients develop cardiovascular complication. People do not realize that he had no control upon his blood sugar was never controlled, then he died of heart attack. Nobody says, but people blame the heart, but it is the uncontrolled hyperglycemia for which he died. So I can tell about in 95 this scenario was like that. In 70s particularly, those very senior here, you must agree with me, we had only 3 drugs for diabetes: Downhill, Metformin, DBATD, that's all. And the animal insulins, the porcine and bovine insulin, that's all. But today, in our armamentarium, see, in 95 only sulfonylurea, metformin, insulin, NPS regular and alter LT. But here today, if you see, there is such a big list in our armamentarium. We have so much of drugs, so much of insulin, so much of other drugs also. But every day you must be seeing in the media, people are advertising diabetes ke liye Ramban, Sanjeevani Booty, Bharat Sarkar ka naya khoj. But what is the result? Are you seeing the result? Mere paas madhunasini truck kha ke bhi log aate hain. Kya ho raha hai? Every day you see the outcome. So is there any solution for this? Do you have any solution for this? Because pharmaceutical approach is just a part of diabetes management. If you feel that I will manage diabetes with drugs only, it is a dream. It is a dream, I can tell you, because we have so many types of drugs today, but still diabetes is spreading by leaps and bounds like a bushfire. Why it is not being controlled? Because diabetes is a multifactorial, multisystemic, multi-hormonal disorder. It is a life-threatening, lifestyle related and lifelong disease. Unless you change the lifestyle of the patient, the blood sugar is never going to be controlled, whatever drug you give, whatever drug you give. So only if you feel that I'll treat with drugs only, it is not going to be possible. So in there is a missing dimension. Today whatever we are doing for diabetes in our hospitals, particularly in any hospitals in cities or in rural area also, we are just prescribing drugs, but that is not the solution, I can tell you. So there is a missing dimension. What is that missing dimension? What is complete health? According to WHO, the definition of complete health is, it is the complete physical, mental, social well-being of a person, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. But still, I can tell you, another missing dimension is still there. When I was studying medicine in our PSM textbook, the definition was different. That time in 70s, the definition was, it is the complete physical, mental, social and spiritual well-being of a person and not merely the absence of disease. But today, that spiritual dimension has been deleted. Why? I don't know. But when I was studying medicine, at that time I must have asked to so many doctors, so many teachers. I did not get a satisfactory answer from any professors, any teachers, what is spiritual health. When I came to the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University, first time, the first day I cannot forget, somebody introduced our Dadi Prakashmani. Dadi, he's a doctor. Then Dadi told, okay, very good, welcome, IAI, Dr. Sir. Abhi aapko ek double doctor banna hai. मुझे समझ में नहीं आया डबल डॉक्टर क्या होता है. मैं पूछा कि दादी जी डबल डॉक्टर क्या होता है. देन सी टोल्ड, शारीरिक बीमारी तो आप इलाज कर ही रहे हो, लेकिन आपको एक स्पिरिचुअल डॉक्टर बनना है. सो व्हेन आई केम टू दिस ब्रह्मा कुमारी वर्ल्ड स्पिरिचुअल यूनिवर्सिटी, देन आई केम टू नो व्हाट इज स्पिरिचुअल हेल्थ. सो दिस इज द मिसिंग डायमेंशन, द स्पिरिचुअल हेल्थ. बट व्हाट इज स्पिरिचुअल हेल्थ? मैं आई आस्क यू, देयर आर सो मेनी सीनियर्स हियर, Anybody, what is spiritual health? Anybody? Yes? What is spiritual health? Okay. If somebody does not have spirituality also, he may become cheerful. Cheerfulness is a quality. Okay. If somebody is spiritually healthy, there will be cheerfulness. But if somebody mentally healthy also may be cheerful. Somebody physically healthy also may be cheerful. But yes. 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 Yeah. 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 Okay. 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 Thank you. Let me, what I learned from Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University, let me share you. You must be having different concept, but let me share, what is spiritual health? What is the basis of spiritual health? Spiritual health means, if you feel that you are a spirit, you are not a body. In fact, we are not body. This body is just a medium to express ourselves. But who is running this body? A dead body is also having body, having everything, all the parts we have, all the organs we have. But why a dead body is not talking, not laughing, not clapping like you? Who is running this? This body is just like a vehicle. Who is the driver? Who is the controller? We are spirit. We are soul. Basically, hum sabhi ek ek atma hai. Jo apne ko spirit va atma samajhta hai, aur hamare sabhi ke pita paramatma ko yaad karta hai, sada विश्व कल्याण की भावना रखता है, हिंदू मुस्लिम सिख ईसाई हम सब आपस में भाई भाई, जिसका ये कंसेप्ट है, ही इज स्पिरिचुअली हेल्दी. जो अपने को आत्मा समझते हुए पिता परमात्मा को याद कर सदा विश्व कल्याण की भावना रखते हुए, हिंदू मुस्लिम सिख ईसाई हम सब आपस में भाई भाई की कंसेप्ट, द वर्ल्ड इज ए फैमिली, वी आर ऑल चिल्ड्रेन ऑफ गॉड, वी आर ब्रदर्स, ये कंसेप्ट जिसके दिल में है, ही इज इन फैक्ट स्पिरिचुअली हेल्दी. एंड जो स्पिरिचुअली हेल्दी होगा, व्हाट आर द साइंस? जैसे कोई फिजिकली हेल्दी होगा, आप देखने में उसको एकदम हट्टा कट्टा दिख रहा है, मस्कुलर दिख रहा है, हैंडसम दिख रहा है, खाली जस्ट अपीयरेंस यू कैन नॉट नो. टू बिकम समबडी फिजिकली हेल्दी, ही शुड हैव अनडिस्टर्ब 4-5 आवर्स ऑफ स्लीप, He should have good digestion power. He should work without having feeling dyspneic. And he should have ideal body weight. His blood pressure is okay. His temperature is okay. Then you say that he is a physically healthy man. Similarly, who is a spiritually healthy man? What are the signs? What are the signs? Like cheerfulness, dharma, shanti, ahimsa. These are the things. But to summarize all these things, I can say a spiritually healthy man has a peaceful and positive mind with a loving and generous heart. These are the signs of a spiritually healthy man. If your mind is always cheerful, always peaceful, always positive, and your heart is unlimited and love for everybody, then you are spiritually healthy. कोई रुद्राक्ष पहना है, इतना बड़ा चीता लगा है, सफरन कलर का कपड़ा पहना है, he is not spiritual. He may be religious. These are different rituals of different religions. But to be spiritually healthy, these are the sign. And if somebody is spiritually healthy, then only he'll become completely healthy. I can tell you. I can explain later on. So, with the human beings, the physical body is just made up of flesh and bones. Humus means soil. Being is soul, atma. When in this soil, this physical body, a soul enters, then only we are called human being. Just a soul entered. Just look at what is happening. What is happening? You'll see the changes. Immediately you become a human being. And so long as the soul is there, you are talking, you are laughing, you are doing everything. But once the soul departs, again we are called dead bodies. We are called dead bodies. So, the human being is not just a mere body. We are emotional beings. We have emotions also. In the different phases of our life, there are so many situations, so many problems come, and we become sometimes emotional. We express our emotions. And when somebody will be spiritually healthy, always he will have a very cool, calm, peaceful mind. So emotion also will be balanced. And he will be emotionally, there will be emotionally healthy. And he will be physically healthy, because 90% diseases are psychosomatic. So once somebody will be emotionally healthy, mentally healthy, he will be physically healthy. And he will be intellectually healthy, he'll be financially healthy, he'll be vocationally healthy, yogaha karmeshu kosalam. So when you'll be spiritually healthy, naturally your work, your efficiency, everything will be alright. So spiritual health is the foundation of complete health. If somebody is spiritually healthy, he'll be mentally, physically and socially healthy. But we have, unfortunately I can say, today WHO has deleted that spiritual health aspect. So spiritual, if somebody will be spiritually healthy, he'll be definitely physically, mentally and socially healthy. So, what is holistic view of the health? The holistic view of health means, we should not treat a human being as a just like a machine. Suppose your vehicle is out of order, you go to a garage, the motor mechanic immediately repairs, asks for money, you pay it and get the back. Nowadays, in the corporate hospital, if you see how we are treating the human beings, mostly I have seen in Mumbai, because I have been trained in Mumbai. So I have seen how people are treated. They are just like mere muscles, we are treating them. So we should not treat the symptoms only, the ailments only. We should look at the whole person, what is happening in his mind, what is happening in his family also. We should looking at all these aspects. If you are approaching and treating, that is called holistic approach. And so the holistic approach, the mind, body and medicine, all these things are amalgamated. They are combined together and we heal a patient. Then only it is called holistic. So mind, body, medicine, this there should be a perfect balance of all these things. But we are talking diabetes today, diabetes solution. So why holistic approach to diabetes management? Because in Global Hospital Research Center, we have started a holistic diabetes center. We have started a diabetes holistic center where we treat patients holistically, not just by drugs. And I have seen miracles. I can show you why it is like that. Because diabetes management is something beyond sugar control. People feel that, oh, it is only diabetes means only prescribing some anti-diabetic drug. No. I can just play a small video. You can know and you can see how drugs, wherever you go, whatever drugs, we treat patients in Global Hospital from all over the world. those patients who are not controlled in America also, they come here. And in just 5 days, 20 years patient, their blood sugar never controlled. But I give guarantee in 5 days, their blood sugar will be definitely controlled. I'll just show a video, then you can realize it. Sound please. Sound please. Heard enough playing. Sound.
पिछले 20 साल से वो डायबिटीज से पीड़ित है और इस 20 साल के दौरान मैं भारत में कई जगह कई हॉस्पिटलों में जा चुका, जैसे मैं बीकानेर पीबीएम हॉस्पिटल के डॉक्टरों को भी इलाज करवा चुका, मैं पीजीआई चंडीगढ़ का इलाज भी मैं ले चुका और वहां से भी मेरे को कोई राहत नहीं मिली डायबिटीज के अंदर, वहां का इलाज करके भी मैं निराश होकर आ गया। उसके बाद में जोधपुर एम्स से भी हमने इनका इलाज लिया और वहां भी कोई इम्प्रूवमेंट नहीं हुआ, और इसके अलावा भी मैंने कई नामी गिरामी डॉक्टरों से इनका इलाज करवाया और मैं लास्ट परेशानी ही था इसी दौरान और मेरे को मालूम पड़ा ये ग्लोबल हॉस्पिटल के बारे में कि ग्लोबल हॉस्पिटल में शुगर का इलाज बहुत अच्छा होता है और उसके हिसाब से मैं यहाँ पे आया। आकर के मैंने डॉक्टर श्रीमंत से इनका इलाज शुरू करवाया और हम ये पिछले सोमवार से यहाँ पे हैं। इसी 2-4 दिन के दौरान ही मैंने प्रत्याशित रूप से देखा है कि इनका डायबिटीज कंट्रोल हो गया। जो डायबिटीज इनका 400-500 से नीचे तो कभी मैंने पिछले 10 सालों में नहीं देखा। मैं आश्चर्यचकित हूँ इलाज से, डॉक्टरों के रख रखाव से, और मैंने देखा है कि जो मेरे को विश्वास ही नहीं होता कि ये हो कैसे गया, क्योंकि मैं पिछले 10-15 साल से तो बराबर देख रहा हूँ कि शुगर नीचे जा ही नहीं रही, इंसुलिन बढ़ रहा है, टेबलेट्स बढ़ रही है, शुगर का कोई स्तर कम नहीं है। और यहाँ आने के 4 रोज में ही मैंने ये देखा कि शुगर 100 भी आ गई, 100 से नीचे भी जा रही है, उसको हम वापस इंप्रूव कर रहे हैं डॉक्टर साहब। तो मेरे को ये यहाँ आकर इतनी संतुष्टि हुई है कि मैं कह नहीं सकता, मेरे पास उसके लिए मैं क्या बताऊं।
अब मेरा कहने का भावार्थ है, सॉरी, ऐसे बहुत सारे पेशेंट्स आप देखेंगे, मेरे पास तो बहुत सारे पेशेंट्स के लिस्ट है। मैं और एक प्रोफेसर है, ही इज ए हाईली क्वालिफाइड मैन, ही केम फ्रॉम पुणे, ही विल नरेट हिज एक्सपीरियंसेस। सो एवरी वीक फ्रॉम ऑल ओवर द कंट्री ऑलमोस्ट वी टेक, बिकॉज आवर हॉस्पिटल इज अ वेरी स्मॉल हॉस्पिटल, वी कैन नॉट एक्सपांड दिस हॉस्पिटल, वी एडमिट अबाउट 10 to 15 पेशेंट्स। And all most difficult patients, those who are never controlled anywhere, from Mumbai, the people come with such big files, meeting all the endocrinologists, taking all the permutation combination of all the antidiabetic drugs, but never controlled. But after coming here, just in 5 days, everything becomes alright. How it is happening? So I will show other slides so that you can understand, and I can show few experience of other patients also. So my purpose of telling was that the diabetes management is something beyond sugar control, because diabetes is not a sugar disease only. Diabetes is a multifactorial, multisystemic disorder. It affects almost all parts of the body. Just if you look at the sugar aspect only, we'll miss many complications and people die with all complications. So it affects all the physical, mental and social aspects of the health, and majority of the diabetes patient become mentally upset. Once diagnosed diabetes, oh my god, हमारे खानदान में किसी को डायबिटीज नहीं, मेरे किसी को डायबिटीज नहीं, मुझे क्यों हो गया, हे भगवान मैं क्यों ऐसा पाप किया था, मुझे क्यों डायबिटीज हो गया, they become mentally upset. And for few years, for 3-4-5 years, they will go here and there, करेला खाएंगे, जामुन खाएंगे, कुछ भी खाएंगे, लोग जो बोलेंगे सब खाने के लिए तैयार है, लेकिन प्रॉपर ट्रीटमेंट नहीं करेंगे. Sugar up down, and after 5 years, when there are complications, whole lifelong stress. Last year I attended an international diabetes conference. The topic was stress and diabetes. For 2 days, two long days, there are so many international speakers, they came and we talked very detailedly about diabetes and stress. How stress causes, how stress is diabetogenic and diabetes again causes stress. So, we talked so many things. At the end, I asked one question to all the speakers. What is the solution? All of us, we know that yes, stress is diabetogenic and diabetes causes also stress. But what is the solution? Then everybody told, I asked, what do you do? They told, we refer our patient to psychiatrist. I told, in our hospital, many psychiatric patients, our psychiatrist, he refers most of his patients for diabetes to me. Because once somebody becomes psychiatric ill, then he takes antipsychotic drugs, he becomes lethargic, he becomes obese, there is insulin resistance, and ultimately he becomes diabetic and comes to me. If the psychiatrist is referring his patients who are not diabetic, after taking the treatment they become diabetic, then if I send my patient to them, him, what will happen? Then they ask, what do you do? I told, I teach meditation. Because all of us, we know that if somebody becomes stressful, either he smokes, takes alcohol, which are very hazardous. If you take some antipsychotic pills also, tranquilizers also, they are not permanent solution. They may have some drug interaction, other side effects also. So meditation is the only way, this is the surest medicine for stress, which are doing in our hospital. And people will themselves, they will narrate. I'll show some videos. So holistic approach, we take care of the body, the mind, the mental, the stress, and right medication and spirit. So all these aspects, World Diabetes Day, the theme for 2014 to 2016 was healthy living and diabetes. If the solution for diabetes is only drug, then the International Diabetes Federation and World Health Organization would not have given this theme, that healthy living. Because today, why in India all of a sudden how the blood sugar, the diabetes, the hypertension, these were very, in just one generation before, these diseases were not so much of rampant. Why all of a sudden in just 30 years span of time, 40 years span of time, they actually spread it like bushfire? Why? They become like epidemic. Because of our wrong lifestyle. We have blindly followed the Western culture. In just one generation only, there are a lot of changes in our country. Lot of changes, I can tell you. All of us, we know that early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. I recollect when I was a small boy, my grandfather, nobody in our family can sleep after 6 a.m. I can tell you. Itna bada danda leke aake mujhe utha dete, ja dod gaya sabre sabre. Kabhi sone nahi dete the. Aajkal kya ho raha hai? Maa baap hi 10 baje tak sote, 8 baje tak sote, to bacche kitne baje tak uthenge? If you don't mind, can I ask one question? How many of you get up before 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock? 4 o'clock to nahi bolunga, 5 o'clock. See, hardly 5%. We doctors should be role model for the people. The present scientific evidences, I can tell you. Scientists, they have proved that 10 p.m. in the night till 4 a.m. This is the period when the stress hormones, they surge. If somebody is getting up, remain awake in this period, the stress hormones, they go up. God has created this day and night for what? Night is for sleep. So 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. this is the period to sleep. And it has been seen those who remain awake in this period, their blood pressure, their blood sugar, everything, they shoot up. That's why the young generation, the IT people particularly, you see, people hardly 15, 20 years, diabetic, hypertensive, dyslipidemia, so many problems they are coming. Why? Because most of us, we are eating late, sleeping late, getting up late. Naturally will help. So I request all of you, we are role models for the society. people look at us, we should be role model. And surprisingly, Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University, 80 years back, our Brahma Baba, go and to the Pandavapuram and see, 10 o'clock, good night. Our Dadi, Narmala Santa Dadi, whatever meeting, whatever will be there, Dadi, whenever there is 10 p.m., Dadi kahegi, 10 karo bas, 10 karo bas. And all of us, we get up before 4 o'clock. And 4 to 5, we do meditation. Similarly, there are so many changes. All of you know. Previously, the mothers used to cook very good food, delicious food. Nobody used to take outside. And whenever you are traveling also, I have seen 20 years before when I was traveling, everybody having some tiffin box, opening and eating. But nowadays, whenever there will be station, immediately somebody will go there and from the station he will grab some packets, some cold drinks and they will tear it. And it is called fast food. Why? But you need not do anything. Just pay money, pay fast, get fast. Tear fast, eat fast. Disease fast, go fast. That's why it is called fast food. The culture has totally changed, I can tell you. In India, previously, if you look at everybody's house in front of that, you must have seen Atithi Deva Bhava. This was the culture of India. Atithi Deva Bhava. Suswagatam. Abhi? Kuttum se sabdhan. Be aware of dog. So a lot of changes we see here. So the theme was healthy living and topic of healthy eating and its importance. International Diabetes Federation is telling your kids will die in front of you. And I am practically seeing it. Father and mother, no disease, absolutely. Young children, look at this. They are taking all the junk food, fast food, and all these things, and coming with this. All the problems. So, we should be very careful. Look at this. Young kids. So, let us protect our future. And for that, we should be role model. I'll show you many patients. Small kids, 9 years, diabetic, hypertensive. 7 साल का बच्चा 45 किलो, I just change everything. So their diet habit and I teach some exercise. It is called holistic exercise. And just in 1 month, everything finished. The child becomes absolutely normal. So this is the time period we are practically at war with diabetes, and we are at war with diabetes. But we, being doctors, are we safe? I was telling Professor Ramchandran, he proved that more than 50% of physicians of our country were diabetic and hypertensive. Who will save the nation then? So, the holistic approach to diabetes management. So, we have started a project in our hospital, holistic approach to diabetes management. So, what is that holistic approach? Let me summarize very fast. I know I have 5 minutes left. So, the diabetes terminology itself contains the meaning. There are 8 aspects of diabetes management. If you treat just by drugs, it is not going to help. So D stands for brilliant, but not only diet and de-addiction. We must understand mujhe kya khana, kitna khana, kab khana, kaise khana. Hum khali patients ko bata dete hain, are mitha nahi khana, aloo nahi khana, ja, that's all. No. मैं लोगों को 3-3 घंटा माथामारी करता हूं क्या खाना क्या पीना, क्योंकि आज सब हम गार्बेजेस खा रहे हैं. वेस्टर्न पीपल, दे हैव डंप्ड ऑल दिस नॉनसेंस थिंग्स हियर इन आवर कंट्री एंड वी आर ईटिंग ऑल दिस थिंग्स फूड स्टफ व्हिच इज वेरी अनहाइजीनिक अनहेल्दी एंड वी आर इनवाइटिंग ऑल द डिजीज. सो डाइट वी मस्ट अंडरस्टैंड एंड डी एडिक्शन. डॉक्टर सचिन ही वॉज टेलिंग अबाउट डी एडिक्शन, हाउ दे आर नॉट ट्रेस. एंड आई स्टैंड्स फॉर इंजेक्टेबल एंड ओरल ड्रग्स. इफ समबडी हैज जस्ट नाउ स्टार्टेड विथ डायबिटीज, he may not require any drugs. Just by lifestyle modification only, he'll be free from drugs. But suppose somebody is already diabetic since many years, he has multiple problems, complications, the right medication is very important. And third, awareness of its seriousness. People are, suppose somebody is having little bit chest pain, if this doctor will say, cardiologist will say, you'll die, just get admitted. Without second thought, he'll be admitted. But for diabetes, 600 sugar, please get admitted. No, doctor sahab, please koi dawai likh do na. Bharti ho jao. Kya problem hai? Nahi, please. Hamare ghar mein problem. Kya problem hai? एक कुत्ता है, सवेरे सवेरे मैं ही लेटरिन कराने के लिए लेके जाता हूं, कोई नहीं है घर में। कुत्ता को लेटरिन कराना इंपॉर्टेंट है, खुद मर जाएगा इंपॉर्टेंट है। दिस इज द स्टेट ऑफ अफेयर अवेयरनेस। सो एंड बी फॉर बिहेवियरल थेरेपी एंड मोटिवेशन। पीपुल आर वेरी लेजी, दे आर वेरी कैजुअल। समय पर खाएंगे नहीं, समय पर उठेंगे नहीं, समय पर एक्सरसाइज करेंगे नहीं, कुछ नहीं, बिल्कुल। इट इज ओनली द ह्यूमन बींग जिसका लाइफ बिल्कुल इनडिसिप्लिन है। बाकी सारे पशु पंछी जानवर देखिए सबका लाइफ कितना डिसिप्लिन है। मॉर्निंग होते ही सारी चिड़ियां देखना एकदम कितना एकदम चुरपुर करने शुरू कर देते हैं, कोई जगाता है उसको अलार्म देके? शाम होते ही घर लौटाते हैं, कोई बुलाता है टेलीफोन करके? लेकिन मनुष्य एक ही प्राणी है, अभी पूरा पेट भर के खा के आ रहा है कहीं से, मैरिज सेरेमनी से, कहीं से, रास्ते में कोई गुलाब जामुन दे देगा तो फिर से खा रहेगा। कोई डिसिप्लिन नहीं है लाइफ का। एंड ई फॉर एक्सरसाइज एंड फिजिकल एक्टिविटी। अभी लोग बहुत क्वाइट अवेयर, आधा घंटा सवेरे एक्सरसाइज करते हैं लेकिन 16 घंटा टीवी के सामने हो गया, बस कल्याण नलिफाइड। एंड टी फॉर टाइमली टेस्ट एंड मॉनिटरिंग। पीपुल डू नॉट चेक एनीथिंग, दे डू नॉट चेक देयर ब्लड प्रेशर, कोलेस्ट्रॉल, एनीथिंग। डॉक्टर साहब हम इसलिए चेक नहीं कराते हैं क्योंकि चेक करना कुछ ना कुछ निकलेगा, आप फिर दवाई लिख दोगे, इसलिए हम चेक नहीं करते हैं। तो चेक नहीं करेंगे तो बच जाएंगे। पीपुल शुड बी टॉट अबाउट दिस, वी शुड चेक, बिकॉज मेनी डिजीज आर साइलेंट। एंड ई फॉर अगेन एजुकेशन एंड एम्पावरमेंट। आज अगर हमारे एजुकेशन सिस्टम में हेल्थ को इंक्लूड किया जाता तो इतने ड्रग्स, इतनी बीमारी होती नहीं हमारे देश में। हेल्थ एजुकेशन इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट। दैट्स व्हाई सिंस लास्ट 10 इयर्स इंटरनेशनल डायबिटीज फेडरेशन इज टेलिंग एजुकेट एजुकेट एंड एजुकेट। डायबिटीज में खाली ड्रग्स में ठीक नहीं होगा, प्लीज एजुकेट। दैट्स व्हाई इन ग्लोबल हॉस्पिटल रिसर्च सेंटर एंड थ्रू आवर मेडिकल विंग वी आर एजुकेटिंग पीपुल, क्रिएटिंग अवेयरनेस टू प्रिवेंट दिस डिजीज। एंड सिंगल हैंडेड अलोन मी ओनली आई हैव कंडक्टेड मोर देन 300 programs all over the world. Like me, there are so many doctors in Malegaon, there are 2 doctors, in Karnataka also, so many doctors, they are prepared and they are also conducting. So all of us, when I was studying medicine, my professor of medicine, Professor Akulanand Sadangi, I recollect here from my medical college, so many my seniors are, doctors are here. He was telling, my dear children, without knowing ECG, you can't practice medicine. But today I can say you, without knowing diabetes, you can't practice anything. You may be a gynecologist, you may be a surgeon, you may be a dentist, you may be anybody. But every, I promise you, every alternate patient will be diabetic. Here Professor, Dr. Subdha sister is here. She must be seeing how many people in our country, about almost, if you take 4 to 5 antenatal cases, one will be diabetic. In abroad, every 7th pregnant lady is diabetic during gestational diabetes, but in our country it is very less, every 4th. So education and empowerment and stress free living, it is very important, because stress is diabetogenic. So these most important aspects are diet, exercise, drugs and monitoring. These are the foundations, but above that the education and awareness. In a table, if there are 4 legs but there is no tabletop, it is all meaningless. Similarly, education is very important, and here the art of balance and stress-free living. So for stress-free living, people resort to drugs, but these are again hazardous. So the only answer is Rajyoga meditation. What in Brahma Kumaris institution teach, the our sisters, they teach to empower yourself, to increase your inner strength, to maintain mental stability, to enjoy every moment of your life. They teach Rajyoga meditation. So being doctor, we are not free from the ravages of this disease, the epidemic, sweet epidemic. We ourselves should be role model. We should be stress-free first, because our life is very stressful. People do not understand that we are also human beings like them. And that's why we doctors sometimes, mostly we suffer from stress. I joined Brahma Kumaris Old Spiritual University just because of my stress, I can tell you. When I joined a district headquarter hospital, daily 200-300 patients, and you know in a government hospital how patients behave. I was thinking in no time I will have high blood pressure, heart attack, or I will go mad. During that period only I came in contact with Brahma Kumaris. I learned meditation in just 1 month span of time, my entire life changed. So all of us, we being doctors, we should also learn meditation. This should be a daily routine. And so to fight diversity and to eradicate the epidemic, let us join hands. In Global Hospital, we have successfully It is a holistic healthcare center. We admit patients for 5 days and we teach meditation, we teach holistic exercise, a exercise which is a combination of aerobic, anaerobic, acupressure, everything. It is a balanced training, it is a with divine songs, divine music. People, how they exercise for 1 hour, they do not realize. And I have seen people have lost 10 kilo, 50 kilo of body weight. And those who cannot stand even after 5 days, they dance and go. So we teach holistic exercise. So I have conducted about more than 300 programs all over the world. In Mumbai, you see how many people see, look at this, 3,000, 4,000 people come. We teach them how to do all these things and live a very good quality. This is in Malegaon, this is Hyderabad recently. So rejuvenating life with the holistic approach to diabetes management. I'll just one video clip for 2 minutes else and I'll stop. Okay? Just one video clip. A lady from Bombay, she came and she is narrating her experience. She had diabetes, had thyroid, and she met an accident. But just listen to her. She's telling.
चार साल से ज्ञान में हूँ. उससे पहले मैं बहुत बड़ा एक्सीडेंट हुआ था और लाइफ में काफी टेंशन की वजह से मुझे डायबिटीज थी, थायराइड था. उसके बाद मेरा एक्सीडेंट हो गया, तो बहुत बड़ा एक्सीडेंट था जहाँ बॉम्बे के सारे डॉक्टरों ने जवाब दे दिया था कि मैं चल नहीं सकती हूँ, कभी उठ नहीं पाऊंगी, बैठ नहीं पाऊंगी, मतलब लाइफ जीने के लायक नहीं बची थी मेरी. उसके बाद मैं एक दिन टीवी देख रही थी और मुझे सुसाइड करने का दिल में आया था कि मैं सुसाइड कर लूँ. लेकिन शिवानी बहन का मैं टीवी पे एक प्रोग्राम देख रही थी, कुछ आस्था पे 7:30 का प्रोग्राम देख रही थी, सैटरडे का डे था. तो उसमें उन्होंने कहा था कि सुसाइड करना आत्मा को मरती नहीं है, वो फिर जन्म लेती है, बहुत सारा ज्ञान दे रही थी. तो मुझे लगा कि परमात्मा कहाँ है और भगवान कहाँ है, तो मुझे जानना था, उनको पहचानना था. तो मैं वहाँ पर नंबर आए थे टीवी पर, जो नंबर लेकर मैं सेंटर चली गई. वहाँ पर मैंने बहन जी को बोला कि परमात्मा कहाँ है, मुझे जानना है क्योंकि मैं सुसाइड करने वाली हूँ. बहन जी ने बोला मंडे को आइए, लेकिन मैंने बोला मेरे पास टाइम नहीं है क्योंकि मुझे परमात्मा से मिलना है, अगर है तो कहीं, क्योंकि मेरी इतनी हालत खराब थी, मैं इतनी मुश्किल से सेंटर तक पहुंची थी. फिर मैं बहन जी जो हमारी तपस्वी बहन अंशुला बहन, उन्होंने मुझे ज्ञान दिया, साथ इनका कोर्स करवाया, परमात्मा से बताया कि आत्मा परमात्मा का मुझे पूरा ज्ञान दिया. धीरे धीरे मैं डेली तो सेंटर नहीं जा पाती थी क्योंकि मैं चल नहीं पाती थी, बहुत पेन होता था, बहुत विमेन पीस ऑफ माइंड चैनल लिखती थी जिसमें मेरी शिवानी बहन, मेरे सूरज भाई भाई, इन सबको मैं देख देख के 9 महीने तक घर में मेडिटेशन किया, अपने आप को इतना काबिल बना दिया बाबा ने मुझे अभी कि मैं चलती फिरती हूँ, एकदम अच्छी हूँ. मैंने कोई मेडिसिन नहीं ली, मैंने कोई कुछ भी नहीं किया, बस फिजियोथेरेपी ने थोड़ी एक्सरसाइज की थी वो करती हूँ और मेडिटेशन करती हूँ और बाबा को 24 घंटा अपने साथ रखती हूँ. मेडिटेशन के सिवाय मैंने कुछ भी नहीं किया और पीस ऑफ माइंड चैनल देख देख के मैंने सीखा और आज मैं चलती फिरती घूमती फिरती हूँ और मुंबई से मधुबन आई हूँ बाबा मिलन के लिए और बाबा को अपने साथ रखा है.
आपको एक्सीडेंट के अलावा और भी कोई बीमारियां थी?
जी, मुझे डायबिटीज थे, थायराइड था, गैस एसिडिटी बहुत थी.
ये सब की गोलियां भी चल रही है?
पहले नहीं, अभी बंद है, कुछ भी नहीं लेती हूँ.
पहले ये सब के लिए गोली लेते थे?
डायबिटीज के लिए इंजेक्शन लेती थी जिससे मुझे फोबिया हो गया, इंजेक्शन से डर लगता है, हॉस्पिटल से डर लगता था. थायराइड इतना था कि मैं 89 की हो गई थी.
तो अभी बिना दवाई आप ठीक है?
मैं बिना दवाई
है कि विदाउट मेडिकेशन ऑल्सो सी इज फिट. देर आर सो मेनी पेशेंट्स नाउ, दे आर नॉट टेकिंग एनी मेडिसिन टूडे एंड दे आर टेकिंग इंसुलिन, देर आर सो मेनी, बट जस्ट आफ्टर लर्निंग मेडिटेशन एंड जस्ट चेंजिंग देयर लाइफ स्टाइल दे आर फ्री फ्रॉम दिस डिजीज. सो द सोल्यूशन आई फील टूडे, इट इज द नीड ऑफ द आवर. वी शुड नॉट बी कन्फाइंड टू ड्रग थेरापी ओनली. इट इज If it is required, it is required. But it is a part of management. But in Global Hospital and Research Center in Brahma Kumaris, the Raj Yoga meditation we teach, it is really so effective. You can see, come and see our Holistic Diabetes Center, how they are doing and what we are doing. Thank you very much for patience for hearing.
Many thanks, Bhai Saab. You have enlightened us. And This is now the felicitous and ceremony for the chairpersons. I would like to invite Dr. Banarsi Sahabhai Sahabji. He is the executive secretary of the Medical Wing Brahma Kumaris. He is going to felicitate Dr. Ramachandran Murali from Pondicherry by Saul Memento Prashad and Godly Gift. Many many thanks Dr. Murali sir, sparing your valuable time. Dr. Usha Manohar Adke, she is from BSPMS Dental College Nagpur, she is a dean. Now she is felicitated by Memento Prashad and Godly Gift. Thank you Dr. Banarsi Bhai Sahabji, and thanks all chairpersons, and many thanks for the speakers.